Yo, 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 what's up, guys? It's your boy DJ Desky here, and I'm on another podcast. This is not Bench Talk. It's not my usual thing, but this is something new, something that we might like, and it's called Don't Trip, We Got You. It's me, Miss Gowdy, you know, another teacher in the school, and then we also got JP on the show for us today.
Hello.
So it should be a fun topic. You know, we got a lot of good, great topics, great things to talk about. It's another way to get you guys involved and get you guys, like, more involved in, like, our podcast shows. You guys can ask questions throughout our Instagram and stuff like that. We're going to get more consistent with it and stuff like that, but now we're just trying to give you guys a little preview of what's going to be like. So today, we are doing red flag, green flag. You know, we got JP asking the questions. Me and Miss Gotti are going to be answering the questions, and, you know, let's have some fun with it. You guys ready?
We ready.
All right, let's get to it.
Okay.
Asking the questions.
So the first topic is relationships, and so this question goes to both of y'all.
All right.
How do you feel if your significant other doesn't post you on social media? Is that a red flag or green flag?
Ooh, my first instinct kind of wants to say red flag.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to finish with a green flag.
I think I'm going to finish with green, too. Just because, like, as long as me and you know what's going on and stuff like that, that's all that really matters. Like, I've never really been, like, the type of the media dude anyways. Like, I might post every now and then just to keep people involved and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, about sports, but I've never been the type of dude to, like, post a female or, like, beg a female to post me or something like that. So I never really had a problem with it, for real.
I would say for me, it's kind of one of those, are we just keeping things private or are we keeping things a secret? Like, I don't, like, I want you to be, like, proud to be with me, but that doesn't always have to come back as being blasted all over social media. Sometimes when I see couples that are just over the top with posting each other and all these, like, I love yous and on the story all the time, I'm like, I bet y'all are actually having a lot of problems behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be super public to make up for it. So I would much rather, like, handle my relationships and things that are important to me behind closed doors as to putting it on blast all the time.
Another thing, like say you, like, you get to, so used to posting a female or other person posting you a lot, and y'all break up. Now people know, I know I don't, like, now just, like, keeping everybody involved with y'all business stuff like that. And I'd rather keep things private. So, like a private life is better for me anyways. Like, I don't like everybody know my next move and stuff like that to begin with.
Yeah, I agree with both of that.
And then sometimes too, like, you get the people that are like, oh, I don't want to see them happy. Or you get people trying to, like, interfere, and you're just like, no, just let me live. Just let me live.
Yeah, now people always got that backwards animosity towards people and stuff like that.
Those are really good answers.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is for Miss Gowdy. How would you feel if your significant other had a bestie, like a girl bestie?
So if I was dating a guy and his best friend was a female, I would initially say red flag. But I also think, depending on how long they've been besties and their history, it might be okay. Like, maybe they've known each other since they were, like, little kids. Like, they grew up together, elementary school, the whole bit. I think that there comes a time, though, in the relationship where you need to take on that bestie role. Like, you should be the one, like, good news, bad news, like, they're calling, they're leaning on for support, not somebody else. And I would also say it's probably the same for, like, some of their homies, like, some of their dudes. Like, eventually, depending on how serious their relationship is as time goes on, like, you, as their significant other, take over that role.
Yeah. How you feel about that?
I think at this age, like, right now, I probably have to say red flag, just because, like, I know how, like I'm a guy, so of course I know how guys think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know how guys try to get at girls, they try to be friends, and then, like, broke their way up and stuff like that. But also, like, as we get older, like, my mom has a guy best friend. And yeah, like, when they was younger, they used to date, but, like, now that they got older and mature, they can keep it strictly, like, business and, like, best friends. They can keep that relationship just at that. You know, some females and some guys can do that, some girls and guys can't do that. But, you know, as we get older, like, as, like, friendships build, I can't interfere with that if I'm just coming in that person's life, you know. So I got to respect their boundaries and, you know, our same things. So, yeah, maybe as I get older, it might turn into a green flag.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, communication is just big with that. And it's like, hey, like, I'm comfortable with this, I'm not comfortable with this, and just speaking your truth as to why you feel that way.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you have a partner that understands that and respects your feelings and your boundaries with it as well.
Okay. So it's a green flag as long as you both know, like, that they're, like, relationship as besties is like strictly like platonic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this next one, this next topic is for teachers.
Oh, we coming for some teachers now. And, okay.
Is it a red flag or green flag for teachers who are inconsistent?
Red flag.
Big red flag. I think anytime you've got inconsistency, it's going to be a big red flag. Now, as students, what would you guys say is some of the inconsistencies that are the biggest red flags for you?
Putting in work, like, on time. Making sure your kids understand the assignments. Like, one moment, one moment you want to teach us. Next moment, you just want to, like let us figure it out. Like, I get that sometimes, but, like, if you clearly see us struggling, like, come help. And also, like, inconsistency on coming to school. Like, because that could, like, be a big downfall on kids. Like I remember last year I had pre-calc and trigonometry, and I had the same teacher for both of them, and, like, she was just, like rarely ever at school. So, like, I got behind a lot because we just had a lot of subs. And, like, the subs don't know what we're doing. The subs just be on their phone in the back, like, here's a paper, do this. You feel me? We get to do whatever we want. And I know I'm not going to, like, if a teacher tell me I can do whatever I want, I'm not going to do my work. I know I'm not.
Fair.
So it's, like, I need that consistency to make sure I'm on top of my work doing what I'm supposed to do. You feel me? Stuff like that.
So maybe staff should strive for that 5, too.
Yeah.
And not miss more than 5 days
kids.
Of school.
Yeah. Because, like, they be enforcing it on us, but then there'll be, like, days where, like, I know, like, some of those teachers were, like, they'd be like, oh, why wasn't you in school yesterday? Didn't you just miss, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I get, like, some things you can't control, like, getting sick or family issues and stuff like that. But, if we get, like, something like that, so we're supposed to communicate with the school, why can't you communicate it with us, too, at the same time, so we can understand, like, okay, try to get help otherwise.
Yeah, and I mean, you got, like, you do have, like, those, like, majority of the teachers who will, like, put, like, a little message in Canvas. Like, every time they leave, they'll be like, oh, I won't be here for, like, this amount of days, or this is why I'm out. And then you just got those teachers who, like,
just not even there.
Yeah, like, you walk into class, oh, they not here? Yeah. I mean, like, as a student, depending on who the teacher is, you'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, sometimes you just be like, after it happens for so long, you just be like, okay, this is getting kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, we not doing work, so what am I basically here for?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like that one class that you really need, too.
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, that irks me.
So, like, I get to live in the bubble of the field house with PE. And so we're really good at covering for each other when people are out. But one thing for, like, inconsistency, like, we know as kids, like, when you guys come in, we're not going to necessarily get the same version of you every day.
Yeah.
Like, your ups and downs, you're changing a lot. Life's just happening. Now, would you say that you get consistency in personality and classroom environment and demeanor from staff members, or do you think that's kind of inconsistent on their end, even though they're grown?
I wouldn't say it's always consistent, because sometimes, like, just that we have our moods and our different moods. I think teachers have that too, because at the end of the day, we're all human still. But, like, sometimes it's good to have a teacher who, like, consistently happy. Like some of the staff workers, you can, like, always know if you're having a bad day or in a bad mood, that teacher will come and help you, talk to you, stuff like that. If you need something, that teacher's always there to help you. So, like I wouldn't say, like, you have to be perfect and be consistent with it, but, like, as long as you're making that attempt to be, you know what I'm saying, that's good for us.
Yeah, and I won't say, like, that they're inconsistent with that, only because, like, I know one teacher, like, I know two teachers, actually, who I have now in this semester. One of them is my English teacher. The other is my math teacher. Both of them just had, like, really big losses. Like, my English teacher just lost her dad, like, a couple weeks ago. Then my math teacher, like, her horse died. And so, like, I know, like, that was, like, really big on her. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when they both came back, it was, like, they were trying to, like, be, like, happy and stuff. But, like, you could really tell, like, it was off.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they were trying to, like, keep, like, that positive energy about them. And so, I won't say it's inconsistent.
Just
but
human.
I mean, yeah. Because, like, you definitely, like, just like you said, like, we have our ups and downs, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as an adult, it's actually worse, because you have to mask your, and I feel like with teenagers and, like, students, like, we're around our friends, so, like, we don't really, like, have to mask it as much.
Yeah.
And I feel like as teachers, you still gotta, like, remain professional, and so it's, like, a lot harder to, like, hold on to like certain stuff until like you leave, and then like y'all got like staff meetings and stuff after mm-hmm. that. So
yeah,
I can only imagine what that's like.
Yeah, definitely.
It gets to be an interesting balance.
Yeah. The last question is for the topic of students, and you know, is it a red flag or green flag if you're constantly in summer school?
It depends on how many years you've been in summer school. Like coming into high school, summer school, cool. Summer gym, like trying to get early credits, that's cool. It's like if you want to take your classes earlier over the summer, get them done with, that's cool. But if you take a summer school to get caught up on work and stuff like that, then that's a red flag. Cause you had the whole school year to get yourself up and get a good grade. Like, it's so easy to get at least a C+ at Warren Central High School. That's why I try to tell everybody.
Full fact.
Like, there's no reason why you should fail. Like, especially like throughout these past 4 years of COVID years, it's been super duper easy to at least get a C+. So like, there's no reason why you should be behind in your class unless you just really don't care and do your work. Like if you're taking classes over the summer though, to get them done with early and stuff like that, green flag. But if you're a senior taking summer school trying to finish classes so you can graduate, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, I talk to kids about summer school a lot, and they're a little hesitant to sign up because they're like, no, like, I get my credits, I get good grades. But I think summer school is a huge green flag because it's going to put you ahead of the classes that you need to take each year. And then it's also going to open your schedule up once you get those credits to take other classes that you're interested in or spend some time in Walker Career Center, because a lot of those classes require more than one period. Yeah. It's more of like a block schedule. So I think they can be really good. And I know sometimes, like, when you come in as a freshman, like, you don't really have the whole high school flow figured out, and your freshman year is truly one of the most important years for your high school education, because it's either going to set you up to be successful or you're going to be climbing a mountain to try and catch back up to where you need to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So after your freshman year, you can load up with some credit recovery if you have to, if you spent a semester playing in the hallways and not getting done what you need to do, maybe missing a lot of school. So I'll give you like one summer school as a red flag catch up, but the rest of them, definitely take advantage of, get your credit, and then enjoy a more fun open schedule.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Honestly, I'm gonna pick a flag here. This question, I'm gonna put red and green.
Okay, why you picking that? Why you picking that?
I'm put both, only because like, you know, like there are those students who will like, you just like slack off all year, and I can throw myself under the bus. That was me. It was me last year.
Accountability, I love it.
Yeah. And like I was telling y'all before we started recording, I had like 5 classes to do over summer school. And like, when I did them, like, they weren't that hard because I finished all 5 of them within like the first 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So it was like quite easy, and I was like, well, if I just did this during school, like, it wouldn't have been a problem. But I know me, I'm a big procrastinator. So like, even though I had that mindset of like, I can just do it, it's still like, I don't really want to.
Right.
But I also say green flag because like, it takes a lot to go to summer school. Like, as a teenager and a student.
Oh yeah, especially goes the morning session.
Yeah, definitely. It takes a lot to go to summer school.
Cause I know, like you don't want to miss
3 hours
on your summer. Like summer, like when they tell me summer school, I'm like, oh, summer school, I'm gonna take summer school. I'm gonna spend time. I want to wake up late every day, go out all night. You feel me? Do whatever I want to do. So it's like, yeah, it definitely takes a lot of responsibility and accountability to take that.
I'm piggyback off of what you said, Devin, where you said where there was like kids who go to like get ahead and all of that, because like, I do know those, because like, before I started high school, my cousin told me, he was like, listen to my advice. If you want to graduate early, he was like, go to summer school every year. And he was like, I know you like, I'm not finna do that. But he was like, do it, because if you stay on top of your work during school and summer school, you can graduate like extremely early or whatever. And I told myself I would never be one of these people to like have regrets about school. But that is like one of my biggest regrets right now. It's like, I didn't stay on top of my work, especially during the COVID stuff. Because I mean, like, freshman year when COVID first happened, it took like our freshman year away.
Yeah.
So like, teachers didn't really grade. They like pretty much passed everybody.
Yeah.
And then we had like that golden black schedule our sophomore year, and like,
You guys have had a really interesting
I think it was like first semester, like junior year too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think we did come back on the.
And I came back, but it was like we had a lot of virtual days. Like,
yeah,
we used to like we would randomly get COVID outbreaks in the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
going virtual like for 2 weeks.
Yeah, like we came back from Christmas break, came back for like 2 days, and we went virtual for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and because I will say, I feel like that freshman thing where like they all just like passed this at the end of the year. I feel like I was like, oh. Well, I mean, we doing these black and gold days. You know, we not really in school like that.
It's tough to set a standard of success when you don't have, like, consistency. Or it's like, I mean, and it was completely new for us. It's like, how do we start getting you guys content and information and actually feel like we're teaching you? I mean, trying to do PE virtually is really hard.
So I was like, well, if I don't do my work, I'll just get free grades. And like, it was like that for, like, the first semester of my sophomore year. But then, like, the second semester and then, like, junior year is when it was really like, nah, like, we back.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they were saying we were back, but yet we were still having, like, these big COVID outbreaks. And it was like, we can't really be back if, like, we still, like, not really used to being back in a way. So, yeah, I'll give it a both.
Okay. Well, that was our last question, and, you know, we're kind of going into third period right now, so we got to hurry up and get this done with. But this was actually a really good episode, you know, a really good preview of what more things to come for Don't Trip. We got you.
Don't Trip.
Feel me? I appreciate
we
this guy.
We got you.
But this is her idea to start it up. I'm thankful that she chose me to be on here. I'm glad JP was here to help us out, man. So Don't Trip, man. We got you. We out.